This is second year in a row that I got caught out with your 6 p.m. start. Yeah, the past 2 weeks we've been at 6 p.m. I think from next Monday we will be going back to our usual time slot of 7 p.m. But we'll confirm that for you tomorrow evening, so just stay tuned at both times. Tomorrow we're definitely back at 6 o'clock. And Mayibuye, your other question that you asked me about my quiz tonight, that's what you have to figure out. I'm not going to say your question, but I'm not going to tell you that particular part of the answer. You need to figure it out for yourself. Many of you getting it right, so well done to all of you. I thought it was quite a tough question, but my listeners are handling it really well. So let's talk all things cricket, and tomorrow is the second test of the series between South Africa and Pakistan at beautiful Newlands in Cape Town. South Africa already 1-0 up after that dramatic win at Centurion. Three changes to the starting lineup for South Africa. No Tony D'Souza, no Corbin Bosch, no Dane Patterson after his back-to-back 5-wicket hauls in the last two tests. A debut, though, for Kwena Mapaka and two other players coming back into the side, Keshav Maharaj and Vion Mulder. But let's listen in on the press conference. You'll be able to hear some of the journalists' questions to Themba Bavuma and Shukri Conrad, who were conducting that particular media conference. So have a listen in, and then we'll have a chat with our cricket correspondent about some of the aspects of that press conference, and we'll unpack various cricket aspects after that. So here's part of the media conference from earlier today.
Three changes to the side. Vion Mulder comes back into the side. Keshav Maharaj, he comes back into the side. And Dane Taunt and Kwena Mapaka. Dane Patterson misses out. Tony D'Souza, he misses out. As well as Corbin Bosch.
Just, you're in the final now. What is the motivation for going out there and taking a good game?
Well, the series is still on the line. So, in as much as we tick up that box of being in the final, we still like to be clinical in the series. We are eyeing 2-0, so you know, our focus, our motivation is still there. I think also as a team, as much as we won last week, we accept that we went to our best heading in building. So in terms of improving in those areas, we would like to see ourselves being a lot better than we were last week.
Next, Fidos, then we'll go Fani.
Hi, Tim. There have been a couple of things coming out of mostly Australia, you know, around South Africa's run into the final, and Shukri has been quite vocal about it. Just what are your thoughts on, you know, schedule criticism, easy by, you know, whatever those comments are, what do you have to say to that?
Yeah, look, I mean, we don't come up with the scheduling. We'd love to play a lot more games, like the other three countries around the world who are, and hopefully with the way that we performed, there'll be more matches that come our way. We just do what we can as a team. We try to play good cricket, and through all the good cricket that we played, we've got it to the point that we are at. So, I mean, I think as us as players, it's not for us to really get involved in those sentiments, negative sentiments, being passed by I guess past players. Us as to play is to play cricket. We try to do our best. Definitely don't believe it was an easy ride to get to this point. We played against New Zealand, a not so strong team. And from then onwards, we pretty much won all our games from that point. So I don't think that's an easy feat by any imagination. And those are games we've won at home, but also away. So we take a lot of pride in what we've achieved as a team. But I don't think it's for us to really get involved in any of that.
And your own past players have been really excited. You know, there are lots of comments like seeing you guys at level. So what does it mean for you to see that this generation, maybe a lot of them couldn't make it there, but you guys have done that?
Yeah, that's great. I guess we always wanted support. Coming back for the badge, I think a lot of us, you know, we've seen comments, Dale Steyn, Craig Smith, those likes, guys we grew up wanting to emulate in terms of their achievements and successes. And I guess this group, we are more than fortunate, but a lot of pride that we have an opportunity to do something that, when the likes of Graham, they were number one in 2012, and we'd like to do something like that as well. Yeah, super happy that those guys are showing their support publicly as well, and we know that if they are able to smile out there on social media, a lot of people will get behind the team.
Oh, that's part of the press conference from earlier today. Lots of points to unpack from that. And we've invited our cricket correspondent, Kevin Rademeier. Kevin, I hope you're still talking to me after yesterday's football result. But good evening. Happy New Year to you. And I hope it's a good one for your team from now on in.
Thank you very much, Michael. Happy New Year to you as well. Great spending some time with you last week during the match. And yeah, I guess 2-0 for you this year in terms of Norwich versus Luton.
Yeah, indeed so. But tougher tests, I think, to come for my team. But we'll see what happens. I thought your side played really nicely yesterday in parts. It was a bit of a scrappy game, though, all around. Let's talk cricket, Kevin. There's so much to unpack. If we look at the side, three changes. Tony D'Souza injured, which I suppose solves one sort of problem for the South Africans. Beyond Mulder, Keshav Maharaj, Roy is going to come back into the side. Interesting choice. Kwena Mapaka comes in. Corbin Bosch, who had that dramatic debut, he's not playing. More surprisingly, I think, Dane Patterson, on the ground that he knows particularly well, and after back-to-back five-wicket hauls, he's not playing to create space for Mapaka. Just your thoughts on this starting 11 for South Africa tomorrow?
I think you summed up nicely. First of all, like you say, Tony D'Souza, I think, would have been in the starting 11, but he does have a thigh injury keeping him out. And I believe he would need the match practice. He hasn't been overly successful in the last period. I think Mapaka, as much as Bavuma is saying that this is not a test or a trial match for Mapaka, I do think it is an opportunity to give the youngster a chance to test him out in test cricket, even before the final. Interestingly enough, he is going to be the youngest South African on debut, just beating Paul Adams by a couple of days. He does bring an extra bit of pace. And we mustn't forget that Patterson isn't young anymore either. And test cricket is demanding. He bowled quite a lot of overs in Pretoria and was successful. And I think it's the right thing to bring in Maharaj for Bosch. Maharaj is an experienced spinner. And I do think that this week it'll take quite a bit of spin, especially on the third and fourth day in Newlands. So I think it's a well-rounded team, with Mulder having to be the number three batsman.
Yes, that is really interesting, because I presume Ryan Rickelton will open the batting with Markram, so that'll promote Mulder to three. Mulder, of course, did bat at three with a bruised finger or broken hand or whatever it was in that second innings in Durban before his summer was curtailed. So he certainly has the technique to be able to do it. What my question to you, though, Kevin, is do you feel that with South Africa having won at Centurion, and the pressure now off as far as playing in that World Test Championship final is concerned, South Africa can afford to be a bit more liberal with their team selections, whereas had Pakistan won that test, we might have seen a different team selected for tomorrow.
I do think they can play with some more freedom, but I think it was specified straight after the last test match in Pretoria by both Bavuma and by Shukri Conrad. Their number one aim is not the World Test Championship final. The next aim is to win the series. They want to win the series. They want to put the rest of the world to, quieten the rest of the world. Mm. You think we don't deserve a place there. You must also remember, Pakistan have lost the last eight consecutive matches in South Africa. So there's a proud record there. And I think they want to win the game. I think Maharaj would have played the last game at SuperSport Park if he came through his injury. Mm-hmm. Mulder, I believe, once again, was also going to be selected, but he opted out of the last match. He was quite open in his press conference, and he went to the coach to say, hey, look, I don't think I can win the game for you at SuperSport Park. My skills aren't up to it after my injury, and rather give Corbin or someone else a chance. So I don't think necessarily it would have been too much different. I think Mulder deserves his place there. Maharaj comes in automatically. And Mapaka brings something a little bit different, a little bit of extra pace, which might be needed on that pitch.
You mentioned about the rest of the world. Everybody and their dog who plays cricket elsewhere in the world has had a lot to say about South Africa's progress. The point is, South Africa want to play the big nations. They're just never available to play because they've got almost their own little round-robin tournament happening among themselves. So South Africa can only play who the teams that are available to play. They've had to win six test matches in a row to get here. They've played against teams who have beaten some of the big three effectively. They've had to go to Bangladesh and win a series there. They had to win a test match in the West Indies, and they had to beat a decent Sri Lankan side and a more than decent Pakistan side. So whatever the rest of the world is saying, that's the system at the moment. You can only play what's in front of you effectively. And I think it's time for the rest of the world to keep quiet, because when it suits them, then they brush things under the carpet. But now that they've got a bit of a grudge because their teams maybe are not getting through to the final, suddenly they've got a lot to say. What are your viewpoints on this whole thing?
It's a nuanced conversation to have around it. And we have been fortunate with the draw. Me and you've spoken about it a couple of times. We have missed Australia totally. We have missed England totally, even though England have slid back a little bit. However, we did beat India at the start of the cycle, especially at SuperSport Park. We ran over them to draw the series 1-1. We've had some excellent series after that. We sent a BC team to New Zealand, which everyone thought would let us be dead in the water. We came back from that, and we've been excellent and consistent. Themba Bavuma, since he's been captain, hasn't lost a match. Like you say, we can only play who's in front of us. The South African crowd should get behind it. We're in the final. We have a 50% chance of beating probably Australia in the final. And like you say, next cycle won't be that easy. We are playing Australia. We're playing Australia away. We are playing England and playing them away. So it won't be as easy, and it'll be another hurdle for us. But we can only play who we're supposed to play. There's another side to the coin as well, and I spoke about it on another podcast this morning, is South Africa are not playing another match in South Africa next year, which is the start of the cycle. We're not playing at this point another test. We're not playing an ODI. We're not playing a T20. And the South African crowds in Durban and PE have not really got behind test cricket. SuperSport Park was amazing. And I think it's time that the crowd start supporting the Proteas as well. They are as good as the big three, but we do need to get behind them, especially in test cricket.
Kevin, what are we expecting from Pakistan? Obviously, they came so close there. South Africa 99 for 8 at Centurion. South Africa needed over 40 runs, 49 runs to win with effectively 2 wickets in hand. Could easily have swung the way of Pakistan, had that Rabada edge gone to hand rather than dropping short. Who knows what could have happened in that match. So do you expect a significant bounce back from the Pakistanis? They certainly won't want to let South Africa win the series 2-0, and they'll be chomping at the bit to get something out of this particular test part of the tour. So what are you expecting from them? Which players do you think could have a significant impact at Newland?
Well, the Pakistan team have been quite coy in the last 2 days. They're not really talking too much about the pitch. They're not really talking too much about the team selection. They're fighters. They've been very unfortunate in the last 9 matches, test matches. They've lost 7 of them. But it's really just because they couldn't finish the matches. We were fortunate enough. You came and sat next to me in the last test match. We were comfortable. I think it was 95 for 4 or something. It was 99 for 8. And I looked over. Us came with a 2.5-hour bowling spell. And that shows a lot of character. Shows a lot of will from the Pakistan team. I do think the pitch will bring some of their spinners into it. And it might even the game out. Newlands, you never know what you're going to get. But they definitely want to go off with the high. They're a good team. They're a solid team. And you just never know what you're going to get from them. Like a real Pakistan team. They can be on an absolute high, or they can collapse. But I think this team is very determined. We saw after the T20s, they came back, whitewashed the protest 3-0 in the ODIs, had a lot of pride in their game. And I do think tomorrow we're going to see a lot of pride as well. I do want to add this. They, on the 1st of January yesterday, they were up early. They were practicing at Newlands. They practiced for more than 3.5 hours, even delaying the Proteas. And it looks like they really want to give everything to start the year.
I think a point that you made, which is really good, is that their spinner, particularly Noman Ali, who's had such a phenomenal year last year, where he had 8 wicket hauls and 7 wicket hauls. I think he's in the top 10 in the bowling rankings, if I remember correctly. But he certainly will have a big part to play. I'm sure they're going to go with a spinner, and he's their leading spinner at the moment. So it's going to be interesting to see how that pans out. Briefly, while I've got you on the line, Kevin, just the other test match that obviously has significance in terms of South Africa's opponent at Lord's next year is the Australia-India match. So much talk going on over there about some of the Indian batters who failed and the fact that Sharma might not play, and there are all sorts of issues there. So Australia 2-1 up in the series. India have to win, so they've got to make the running in Sydney. What do you anticipate from that test match?
Well, I believe Sharma has opted out of tomorrow's game. It looks like that Gill is going to replace him, and that looks like possibly the only change, with Bumrah to captain the team. And KL Rahul and Jaziwal to open the batting. They do need to win it. As you told your listeners earlier, if Australia wins one of their last three remaining games, either against India or the two against Sri Lanka, they are in the final with us. India have everything to play for. They need to win this and hope that Australia don't win a match in Sri Lanka. They've got absolutely nothing to lose. So they're going to give it. They're in a bit in turmoil. There's a bit of discussions and a bit of leaking that happened in the change room as well. Looks like one of the players spoke to a correspondent and a journalist, and some of the stuff leaked. So they're on a bit of disarray. And I do think it's going to be tough in Sydney as well, especially because it's going to be the pink test, which is Australia also embrace. I'll be surprised if India can come back. Australia really are in good form as well. But you never know with this Indian team. Kohli also deserves some runs and is bound to get some runs at some point.
Kevin Rademeier, always great to have a chat to you. Enjoy this particular test. I'll try and catch as much of it as I can. Of course, SABC will be broadcasting it on their various platforms, on SABC Plus and indeed on Radio 2000 Extra as well. So you can join the commentary team for ball-by-ball coverage and all the latest from Newlands. And we look forward to chatting about it. Kevin, I'm sure we'll have you back sometime next week to unpack the happenings of the test match and indeed look back on the Australia-India series as well. And hopefully we'll be a little bit closer to knowing what is happening as far as that World Test Championship is concerned. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the cricket. And we'll chat to you soon.
Thank you very much, Michael. And Happy New Year to all your listeners as well.
Thanks so much. That's Kevin Rademeier, our cricket correspondent, unpacking everything that you need to know about the Cape Town Test and indeed the Australia-India Test as well.